It's the Brett Chappell Show with Pisgah head coach Brett Chappell and voice of the Bears, Chad Upton. Brought to you this morning by Canton Insurance Services, Pisgah Barbershop, Hometown Hardware, Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning, the Board of Trade, Smathers and Smathers, Mountain Credit Union, and by Henson Electrical Services.
From Riverview Farm and Garden, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Coach, I'm just going to get right into it. What a great night for the program. I know how proud you must be in getting everything done that you needed to get done. We had a scratch and claw, but what a huge win for the program. Got a lot to look forward to now, I think, too.
Well, I thought it was a great step forward. You know, when you talk about the things that you were trying to accomplish, and we had so much on the line, and both schools did. I think that was what was so neat about the game last night, and we talked about it all week, was how much was on the line for both schools. You know, second place, home playoff game. You know, they were going for a school record eighth win, senior night. Man, did you see how many seniors? 27
yeah,
seniors. Never seen a class of seniors that big.
Yeah.
27 seniors.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to Coach Beattie about that, and he said even his years, he used to be the head coach at TC as well. He said, even my years at TC, he said, I never had that many. Mm. And it just seemed like they just kept walking on that track.
Yeah.
Solid team, big. Just thought our kids really stepped up. We had to. There was no doubt about it. I felt like kind of we were a little bit of the underdog going into it, just looking at us on paper, you know, and get down on the field. And man, some big kids, good looking, you know, athletic looking kids. But boys, our team answered the bell. I was just really proud of our kids' effort all the way through. You know, the one thing we talked about it before the game, and I told the kids, I said, I'm going to be real short with what I wanted to say to them in the pregame. And I just told them, I said, don't flinch. Mm-hmm. I said, this is going to be one of those boxer matches. You're going to have to take the punches. You're going to have to get right back up, but don't flinch. You keep throwing. And we did all the way to the very end, and it took every one of them for us to get it. But just a great game to be a part of. You know, you it's one of those where you hate to see one of the other side lose. I mean, it was just a battle back and forth and back and forth, and we had a few more punches in us.
Yeah. When you go back to it, I remember you and I talking earlier in the year, and you said, you know, they could present some problems matchup-wise in terms of the way they ran the football effectively. Certainly they were effective running the football tonight. What is it that they do that's, you know, causes fits for a lot of teams? It wasn't just us. It was all season long that they were creating that.
It was. They had really good size up front. That was the first thing. They got in some different sets, got in some heavy personnel, but we're still kind of in the spread. They went to a lot of two tight end stuff with the one back and the pistol, we call it, and you really didn't have a great read on which side the back wanted to go to. I thought their tight ends did a really good job sealing the edge.
Yeah.
Got their back out wide, and, you know, he was a mismatch. You got one-on-one with him, he was going to win that battle. He was either going to run over you or he was going to run around you, one or the other. And he proved to be that. And they had another back that was going in there last night as well. I think he ended up maybe getting a concussion sometime in the second quarter.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that. Okay.
The number two who didn't come back in the game. And, you know, they were rotating them a little bit kind of back and forth, and you know, it was just, like I said, it was just punch after punch after punch. But our kids did a really good job of not flinching. I mean, they, you know, there was not a sense of panic. And we talked about that early in the week, you know, back over the East Henderson week. You know, we just felt like for some reason we had been, kids looked like we were panicking, you know, not confident. And didn't see that last night,
and
we didn't have time for it. I mean, that was the thing. You took off one or two plays, and they were in the end zone, or you took off one or two plays on offense, and you know we'd gone three and out or something like that. So again, they did a really good job, and we pulled out everything we had.
Yeah.
You know, I knew going into the game that we were not going to leave any stone left unturned. They didn't care what it was; we were going to throw it on the table. It was that big of a game for us, that much important to try to get us back home for a playoff game. I mean, that was the goal for us. And you know, our kids were able to accomplish that last night.
Yeah, going back to that broadcast from last night, looking at it, Zion Fauntleroy, 31 carries, 254, you mentioned, four touchdowns. And was it Caleb Woodring that you mentioned that had the concussion situation, you know, later on in the game, and obviously he was unavailable. How important was it for us to get that 14-point advantage early?
I wouldn't have thought that it was as important until the game went on, mm-hmm. you know, when we got up. You know, we got the turnover mm-hmm. and got the quick score and got, you know, another score right there and went 14-0 and just felt like things were going pretty good. And then all of a sudden they got a couple things figured out on us and they went to work. And then here we're right back in the game. You know, we threw some different looks at them as well. Found a couple of things that we thought worked good for us. I thought we were very timely with some of our calls as well. I think that was one thing that helped us. I thought we waited to the right moment maybe to call a couple of plays. And then there were a couple that we called or I called that maybe weren't the best ones. But, you know, again, I don't have any regrets on any of the calls last night. I mean, even the ones that maybe we didn't get that we were trying for. I mean, that was the whole point of the game. We were going to throw everything we had to try to get that win. And, you know, our kids were confident in what mm-hmm. we were doing. Mm-hmm. That was the other thing. You know, these were some of the things that we had done all week in practice in preparation. It wasn't like we just drew it up in the dirt and decided to run it.
Absolutely.
I mean, we had been working on this all week, and I thought the game prep was really good for us this week. I thought our coaches did a good job making sure we were doing the right things at the right time. Just a really good effort from our kids and our coaches. I mean, we had to really coach hard last night. Defense had to really coach hard at halftime, trying to find something to help them, you know, stop that run. I guess you would say to kind of stop that bleeding. And, you know, I thought we did a really good job, especially the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know, for us, you know,
their last two drives.
Yeah, defensively. I mean, the fourth quarter was huge. I don't know if you realize that they only had one play
right.
in the whole third quarter.
Right.
You know, we kept the ball away from them. Now, that one play was a touchdown, mm-hmm. but one play, and then, you know, got some things figured out and got into that fourth quarter and got the stops that we needed, and, you know, we're still able to score at that point and kind of stretch that lead back out.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restorations is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Coach, back this morning, I want to go over to the offensive stats. I just can't say enough about how well the quarterback play was last night. We've got Aaron, 23 of 31 for 273. and the two touchdowns. In addition to that, 14 carries and 96 yards on the ground, so a 7-yard average. Running the football, Braden coming back off the injury, 12 carries up over 100 yards and a 9-yard average in carries. And then the receivers. We had four receivers active last night. We've got Sawyer with 14 catches and 120. Kenyon, 6 catches for 76. Caden, 2 catches, 77. But brilliant, brilliant catches that we'll get into, I'm sure. And then Jake had a couple of catches as well. Spread the ball out, and we're very balanced as we tend to be offensively when we're doing well. And I think for us and for our fans watching the game, you know, as much as it was easy to be taken aback by what they did offensively, we actually had the better output offensively. I thought it was a brilliant, brilliant night for us and a brilliant game plan that worked.
You know, your comparison that you were talking about offense to offense, we were I had 522 yards of offense. Yep. They had 385. We had 232 yards rushing. They had 307. They topped us on that one, and you would think so as you watch the game kind of progress. But we had 290 passing, and they had 78 passing.
Right.
But the other thing that really stood out to me, we had 24 first downs. They had 20. But the thing that gets you on their 20, they only had five in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
So they had 20 first downs in the first half.
Right.
And you would kind of have felt that the way the game was looking, but, you know, came back and they only had 5 first downs there in the second half. You know, we continue to get those first downs and get those scores, you know, late into the game. Very balanced last night. I think we had, you know, you mentioned 31 or 32 pass attempts.
Yeah.
I think we had 33 or 34 rush attempts. You know, very balanced. It, you know, I would love to be able to sit there and say, well, that's exactly how we planned it, but I felt like we took advantage of what they were giving us. Our coaches did a really good job in working what they kept making changes to and seeing where we thought we might have an advantage. But to do that, a couple of things had to happen. The first one was we had to be able to protect our quarterback with 5 linemen and 1 back.
Right.
You know, because we weren't heavy with a package that had a lot of protection. So we had to be able to do that. And the second thing was we had to be able to run the ball with the quarterback. We had to be able to add him into the mix, maybe heavier than what even the tailback was, because we needed to use that tailback as the extra blocker.
Right.
You know, on a couple of things.
Right.
And, you know, then we were able to get into some of our heavier packages when we got down, you know, inside the 20 and, you know, had some things set up, you know, for those situations. And I thought we did a pretty good job of bouncing back and forth when we needed to offensively. But I thought we were very timely on a couple of our, you know, what we call our big run, our big home run plays. You know, when we had the reverse to Jake, when we had the hitch and pitch to Braden. You know, we had a couple of situations where we, you know, tried to pull off a couple of other things, and some of them worked, some of them didn't. But you mentioned a couple of the phenomenal catches. Caden Davis was huge. I mean, the 2 catches for him,
yeah,
that really stood out. The touchdown right before halftime with no time on
right,
the clock.
Right.
And, you know, just gave him a chance. We gave him a chance to go up and make a play. And, you know, he did. I mean, he went up and he made sure he was coming down with the ball. Did a great job. Aaron kept him in bounds on the throw, which was great. And then we had a huge third down play,
right,
that we went back to him on that sideline, on north sideline, and almost got loose and scored on it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are 2 really big catches. Mentioned Jake's reverse and a couple of short things.
Yep.
Kenyon had the first touchdown, you know, of the night off of a kind of a read play that we had been working on. Sawyer was just, you know, you mentioned, so timely with his catches. You know, found that soft spot, found that place to sit down, and, you know, Aaron trusts him. You know, he looks for him, especially when he's scrambling, and Braden was great. Pope came in and did some really good things to force, especially blocking. I mean, those are the things that you don't see, that you don't get those stats for, but, you know, how important those backs are along with that front, being able to protect Aaron and let him be able to do some of those things. And, you know, Carter Browning came in, got a touchdown in there. Jay Kenson came in, and another big blocker for him. We moved him around. You know, we took him off the line of scrimmage and put him back at that H-back, and thought he did a really good job blocking for us. But, you know, really solid job up front, you know, with the linemen. I just thought they did a really good job on against what I think was a much bigger front than you realize. You walk out there on the field with those guys, and I mean, the two defensive ends were just outstanding, especially number nine. He was the best looking kid on the field. And then you had the two big defensive tackles. I thought we were smaller than they were in a lot of places, but I thought our kids just they just wanted it just a little bit more, you know, just wanted it a little bit more. And it's always really good to see for your seniors, you know, to go down fighting like that.
You always talk about a clean pocket, and that was created last night. We felt like he had a lot of room. Aaron had a lot of room, had time in the pocket. We've got design plays built into the playbook where we're going to boot him out and throw downfield on either way. But he had a clean pocket last night, and I think that's a big reason why we saw what we did. And, again, you're saying that was against a pretty good set of personnel on the other side.
I'm telling you, there's some all-conference players mm-hmm. on that front, on that defensive front. They were just very impressive, just really was, especially when we got down on the field level with them last night and watching them warm up. You knew, they're just good looking, tall, been in the weight room. Coach B's done a good job with them. You know, to have the numbers that they had all of the excitement. They had a good crowd. That's the first time I can remember being at North Henderson and them having a crowd that matched ours as far as the size. I know we were in a much smaller
right.
space, but I felt like that they had a good crowd in the game. You know, I thought we took some wind out of them a little bit, jumping out 14-0.
Sure.
Man, here they came right back, and that crowd came with them. But just a great game. I mean, just a great game to be a part of. And, you know, I talk about the players not flinching, the coaches. The coaches couldn't flinch either. You didn't have time. I mean, you were right back on the field, you know, just trying to find some positives and, you know, the kids being able to execute, you know, when they were called upon. And, again, just excited for our program.
Was there anything different about the week of practice in terms of not necessarily how you executed out there, but in terms of the feel, the kids' feel going into this one?
Early on Monday, I was very concerned. You know, I was very concerned that I didn't feel like that our team realized what was sitting there waiting mm-hmm. as far as what was on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And we preached it from Monday through Friday. I mean, we preached it every day, what was on the line, and the fact that they had just as much, if not more, on the line. So they had just as much reason to win that ball game and to play great as we did. And I just didn't feel good. I just didn't feel good. I told the coaches, we kind of talked as practice was finishing. And it wasn't that we didn't have a good practice. I thought the practice was good. But I just didn't see it in their eyes. I just kind of questioned it.
That urgency, is that
yeah,
what you mean? Yeah.
I just didn't see it. And I thought the preparation was good. We scrimmaged again with the JVs like we always do. We actually hit a little bit more on Monday than we generally do, which was something we haven't done Mondays much of.
Yeah.
And we did. We made a nice change up, built a little bit different practice schedule early in the week. But as the week went along, you could see it kind of coming back a little bit. And I think the reality for the seniors with, you know, you guys got a chance to do something right here and get us back home and maybe get a good bracket and you may be able to do something. You know, you never know. But, again, I thought they did a good job coming out of the locker room and ready to go.
Talking about that and going into this next week, we feel very confident right now that we'll get this home game. I haven't gone back and looked. When was the last time we played a home playoff game
2019.
Yeah,
2019 is the last time we played a home playoff game here. It's been, you know, we hosted one the COVID year, you know, up at Tuscola when we were
right.
going to use their field for the playoff. But to actually have a playoff game here in November, it's been 2019.
So it certainly has been some time.
It's been a while.
Back in a moment, it's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware Flooring and Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Piscataway Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Coach, so we'll go in and take a look, and we've talked about this, you know, in the broadcast for a little while now, and you know, with the system that is in place now, you can sort of prognosticate kind of where things are going to shake out in terms of playoff seating. It used to be a whole lot more of a guessing game for us than it certainly is now. Back when you played, you had no idea from week to week where you would be, much less, you know, ahead of time. But feel really, really good about the opportunity to have a home playoff game. Some other things kind of maybe went our way a little bit with the other teams that are getting two seeds in the tournament. Our RPI number, I know, late last night, bumped back up again. So you've got a great opportunity here to play that home playoff game, we think.
I think it was exactly what we had talked about all week with the kids, you know, being able to have that opportunity. You know, the other thing that we talked about with the kids, and I don't know if the fans really realize this, getting the opportunity to play this many big-time games in one season. Mm. I mean, you go back to the Brevard game. First game of the season, first time we've had a home game in however many years. Huge crowd. You got the TV game with Smoky Mountain. Another big crowd. Then you have the West Henderson game. Huge crowd. Then you have your rival game. Huge crowd. And then here we turn around in week 10 and play such a big – I mean, there was five really big games that these kids got to play in, and that's not even counting the Franklin game that was at the time. It was a really big game because they were coming in 2-0 in the conference.
Right.
And, I mean, there are really good teams out there that don't get an opportunity to play in games like that, and we had five or six of them. Mm-hmm. It was great to see, you know, obviously the crowd last night supporting the kids. But to have that much on the line this late in the season is a really good thing. You know, it's a special thing to have so much riding on the line in week 10 going into the first round of the playoffs.
When you go and look at this next week and have this, you know, like, as we feel like we get this home game, do you do things a little bit differently this week versus if we had a situation where we know that we're going to Greensboro, for example?
You know, I don't think so, other than just your game day stuff. Obviously your game day stuff will change, and you know, being able to stay at home and be a little bit more comfortable and not seem as rushed, you know, trying to get out of here and get everything packed up. But as far as game prep goes, not really. I mean, the biggest thing is getting in and watching film and seeing what we got. We've already moved a few of our JVs up, you know, coming up off of their last game last Thursday. They'll be joining us along with the 8-quarter kids that we already had up. So it'll bolster our roster a little bit, but it will really help us when it comes to our game prep, because we will have these kids on a lot of our scout teams, and there's going to be some of them, and I'm just going to tell you, there's going to be some of them going to be playing some special teams, especially because that was part of the deal too. I mean, I've had some really good teams that we've made changes on special teams going in the playoffs just because some of those JVs were that good, you know, and we've got some of that. I mean, we got some hustlers that, you know, like to get on stuff like that. So we'll kind of fit those kids in as we go. But, you know, I'm excited about getting back in there and seeing what we got and deciding to figure out which direction we need to go as far as, you know, trying to prepare our kids to get out and be successful and hopefully put a good game plan together. And I know our coaches do a good job implementing it and getting our kids prepared. And you know, then making some adjustments as we need to.
Speaking of those JVs, we'll talk more about them next. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Summit Personal Checking is a high-dividend checking account designed to elevate your financial goals to unprecedented heights. Prepare for a financial experience that combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience, all in one powerful account. Rates subject to change, restrictions apply. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more about this limited-time offer from your local credit union. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Coach, I certainly want to take some time and go back to what I just mentioned a moment ago, and you were talking about some of these kids that we'll bring up on the varsity level going into the week next week. JV program once again getting another conference championship, 9-1 or 8-1, I think it was. And to have the strength of the program that we've got and have had and sustained, particularly in your tenure, has been just really outstanding, not just for the short term, but in the long term. We've got something to look forward to every single year because we know that we've got, you know, some good chances coming up.
You know, I think that's sometimes you don't – I think sometimes the average fan doesn't sit back and actually recognize maybe the success as a whole program and, you know, the JVs to be able to come back and you know, finish first in the conference. You know, to have the season that they had. So as we finished last night, you know, as a program, we were 15-3 mm-hmm. as a program mm-hmm. for the regular season. Mm-hmm. You had a second place finish and a first place finish. But I want you to listen to these numbers. So Robbinsville, who I had on the schedule to scrimmage, mm-hmm. they won their conference, both their JVs and varsity. Their program was 15-2
Mm-hmm.
Again, we were 15-3 You had Brevard. They finished first in their conference. Both the JVs and varsity had a really good year, solid year. You know, beat them on the varsity. We lost them on the JVs. They were 16-2 Another good program.
Yeah.
You know, somebody we played. TC, another one of the teams we scrimmaged. They were 16-4 Second place in the varsity and first place with the JVs. Swain County, which had the big game with Robbinsville last night, they were 14-3 finished second and second. Reynolds finished first with the varsity and second with the JVs. They were 13-6 I mean, you're talking about some solid programs and what they've accomplished, and we're right there in the mix with
yep.
them. And that's always been a goal of mine, is to have not just our varsity but our JVs to be a big part of that as well. And, you know, I come back to where we came from last year with the things that we dealt with, and to bounce back and to finish 15-3 a second place and a first place in the conference puts us right back where we need to be at, and trying to meet those expectations that we set at the beginning of every season. And I think our kids did a really good job with it. Our JVs probably have had more growth than I have seen in a long time. Would love to have that first
from
game.
Day one, from back day in the summer,
one,
yeah.
From day one. Would love to have that first game back with Brevard.
Yeah.
You know, we're a totally different team, and I'm sure they are too. A totally different team than what we were in week one, but just made tremendous growth, found their identity. I think that would be one of the things that I would say for them. They found their identity, and we were able to have a lot of success with them. I mean, it's 42-0 at halftime this past week.
Right.
against a pretty good North team that had had some success, you know, throughout the season with their JVs. I think they finished maybe 5-3, something like that. So just really pleased with where we're at program-wise. It's a lot of hard work's been put into it, especially with the coaches, and to get the kids to buy in. But just a great way to finish the last regular season.
Certainly very impressed and very excited about going forward. You know, I mentioned during the broadcast last night, I mentioned it again here, we were looking at Eastern Guilford, looking at Northwest Cabarrus. They were up ahead of us in the RPI going into the game, and I think we've jumped over them. Those RPI numbers have been updated overnight, and we feel like we've got a great opportunity to maybe 11-12 seed maybe at this point going into the tournament. So, again, a big, big week for us.
And you mentioned the RPI, and sometimes people kind of question maybe why we do, you know, pick this game or that game. And Hampton was one of those that
right.
people kind of questioned. You know, Coach, well, where did this one come from? Solid program coming out of East Tennessee,
yeah.
and they have helped our RPI tremendously.
Yeah.
They haven't lost since we played them, since mm-hmm. we beat them. I think they're 8-2, and they're averaging, since we beat them, they're averaging like almost 50 points a game.
Yeah.
Won their region last night, and you know, I come back to the teams that we kind of had on a schedule and teams that we scrimmaged. We prepared this team,
yeah.
You know, from the first scrimmage all the way through with a solid schedule to help us get ready for conference and to have an opportunity, you know, to have a successful season. And I'm really pleased when I look back on it and look at the teams that we played, how we set the schedule up, and just thought that we went in the right direction with some of those decisions.
As soon as we get those brackets, we'll get those posted at WPTLRadioNet this afternoon. Next week, we'll be on the air 6:30, 7 o'clock with our game call. We'll be right back here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, Chad Upton, until next week, so long, everybody.